today's offering is about bringing about positive changes in your life. How do you set yourself up to win? How do you set yourself up to have a positive life that magnetizes positivity back to you? How do you set yourself up for that kind of abundance? It can be done. Whether you come from a family that had a negative mindset or not, or a positive one or not, or if you are a master manifester and want to take it to the next level, or if this is all new to you. These are some guidelines to set the context of your life up to win. So let's start with talking about making a list. You're going to make a list of the things that you would like to see changed for the better in your life. And then really believe that a positive mindset combined with universal energy can change them. That's the key. So you've got your list and then that mindset. You're going to consciously let go of and release all past negative feelings and stories. They don't serve us and they cause pain. It's the story we attach to things that causes the pain, not the thing that happened, right? So you're going to let go of those about anyone and anything and any institution and any incident. Understand that people did the best that they could at the time, you did the best that you could at the time. And we ask, you know, you can use whatever word you want to use, but that higher, greater source outside of us, whatever you call it, I call it source or universe. Ask, or God, ask that power to release you from the negativity and the negative thoughts in the subconscious mind. And ask that power to help you forgive yourself and others. So remember, the universe, God, source, they don't fear the future, right? Only human beings do. Literally, only human beings do. Dogs don't. Cats don't. Dolphins don't. It's just the human being, the way our minds are set up. So each day you want to put yourself into a fearless state by attuning your thinking and soul to the positive changes of the universe. Okay? And if it wants to go to negativity, bring it back. The positive changes of the universe. And by accepting the beautiful truth that your life is under the rulership of that universal law of change. Right? So you don't have to worry. You can just relax. You can do this by maintaining a positive conscious and subconscious mental attitude. And by entering a really beautiful deep meditation daily, where you plug in. Imagine you're taking a plug coming out of your body somewhere and plugging it into a big outlet and recharging. That's what meditation is. And you don't have to do meditation perfectly. I'm going to ask you to do something for yourself, and it may seem weird, and you might not think it matters, but it's really, really important that you minimize contact with people who fit the old way of thinking. In other words, they're still vibrating there. Now, when you raise your vibration, you want to hang out with people with a higher vibration or a positivity, really. So you want to minimize contact with negative people. You know, if you want to, you know, win, hang with the winners. You want to be successful, hang out with successful people. If you want to be kind, hang out with kind people. You want to be conscious, hang out with conscious people. You want to be ecologically active, do that with ecologically active people. We are who we hang out with, literally. It's a metaphysical thing. So if you want to up your vibration, look around. Who do you look at and go, whoa, how do they do that? Ask them. Hang out with them. Okay? You don't want to mix with people who carry grudges or resentments. I worked with somebody, I had a friend really, and it had nothing to do with me. And I just kept trying to be there for that person and be there for that person, be there for that person. I realized her soul tears, her pain was not for me to heal. That was my ego thinking somehow I could help her. And the truth is, she needed to be on her journey, but I couldn't have her be in my life because she resented me for being tall, for example. I can't help that. And I'm not going to apologize for it. So you want to not mix with people who live in those very negative spaces. You know, allow them their process and hang out with spiritually understanding people and be willing to forgive. So now, every day, it's really powerful and important to visualize mentally your goals, your vision, positive outcomes. And what happens is when you vibrate that way, when you think those thoughts, they go out into the universe as real and then draws back what's meant for you. I'll repeat that in a different way. If we're putting positivity out, we draw positivity back. If I see myself in a positive, loving relationship, I'm more likely to receive that than if I keep lamenting, you know, what's wrong with me? I can't be in a relationship. What am I going to get? Or why can't I make money? As opposed to, wow, I'm really enjoying the abundance of my life. I'm so grateful. That's going to produce a different result. See yourself in the positive light that you want to live. Another important factor in your day is believing in yourself. The universe already believes in you. So if we know and accept the presence of Source, of that power, of that mind, and that it's within us already, that we can tap into that. And when we go quiet and we have that meditation, you know, those little ideas that come in, those little intuitions, those little whispers, listen. Listen and act on them. Write them down immediately. You know, it's like when you have that thought that said, boy, I should get the key for the garage or the opener, or leave the keys for, you know, this happened the other day. I left on a trip and didn't leave the key to my car. So I got a ticket for street sweeper, but I had that thought. I should leave the keys. And I didn't listen in that second. And usually I do. I've learned over a very long time to listen to those whispers. So listen. And lastly, you want to look to that inner higher self, that universal mind within you for guidance. You have the answers in there. Some of us look outside and we ask that person and that person and that person and that person, when the truth is they're going to be answering through their filters. The pure answer will come from your own universal mind within. Your dreams, your inspirations, your intuitive hunches, those are all the answers. The biggest thing that you can be sure of in maintaining a positive mental attitude and connection is that meditation will get you there and it'll keep you connected. And I got out of the habit recently, a couple of months ago, and I thought, why am I feeling this way? Better walk my talk. So I hope this little guideline, this little cheat sheet helps you in terms of living a positive daily life and really manifesting what it is that you want, deserve, and know you can have. All right. Stay connected. Stay plugged in. I love you. Namaste.